The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Passiello Group, TPG Acquires Interactive Accessibility. NBP seeks a proofreader. Sound Prints is up for 6/24. The Dinah F.B. Cohen Dream Fellowship, information on that. Tech Talk, Braille Me, has been archived. Writer's Retreat debuts July 14th. ACB's new website launched Wednesday, the 26th of June. From DRA Legal, CIDNY versus New York City Sidewalks. And on Era, the app has a free trial with an unlimited trial period available. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. From the Passiello Group, PACIELLOGROUP.com, TPG acquires accessibility consultancy, Interactive Accessibility. Posted Wednesday, June 20th, by the TPG team. We are pleased to announce our strategic acquisition of Interactive Accessibility, IA, an internationally recognized consulting firm specializing in digital accessibility. As a combined force, our two organizations will revolutionize the accessibility of the digital realm for users with disabilities. Interactive Accessibility expands the capabilities and expertise of TPG. With our combined strength, our enterprise clients benefit from unsurpassed accessibility services and solutions. This is in perfect alignment with our strategy of providing superior accessibility consulting, technology solutions, and services, said Matt Atter, General Manager of TPG. The accessibility market is growing rapidly, with more organizations focusing on the need to support their customers and employees with disabilities, explains Kathleen Walbin, CEO and founder of Interactive Accessibility. This merger offers an exciting opportunity to strengthen and expand our service offerings for our clients and further advances our position as the leader in providing accessibility solutions. As organizations focus on integrating accessibility, we will be best positioned to support them on that journey. About Interactive Accessibility. Interactive Accessibility is a consulting organization specializing in accessible websites, web applications, documents, and mobile applications. Since 2001, they have worked with many leading corporations, trade associations, nonprofits, foundations, educational institutions, and government entities to produce individual solutions in the evolving field of information technology accessibility. National Braille Press is looking to hire a qualified Braille proofreader. Information below. Working within the production department, a proofreader ensures that Braille and tactile graphics observe National Braille Press standards for the highest quality and follows BANA guidelines for transcription and formatting. A proofreader confirms that the Braille and tactile graphics are accurate and accessible representations of print material, and the hard copy Braille is clear, well-formed, and properly bound. A proofreader is detail-oriented, organized, logical, and possesses excellent concentration. He or she understands the subtleties of guideline application, considers the end reader as well as the needs of the client, and makes decisions expeditiously to complete an assignment. Ultimately, it is the responsibility of a proofreader to ensure that NBP provides the highest quality Braille possible while adhering to a predetermined schedule. Major areas of responsibility include, but are not limited to, proofread, transcribe material and locate inaccuracies, inconsistencies, or ambiguities, and create an error report to transmit to a transcriber electronically for correction. Maintain ongoing and expert knowledge of Braille codes and formats approved by the Braille Authority of North America. Understand and effectively utilize all reference documents, such as customer specifications, the rules of Unified English Braille, second edition 2013, English Braille American Edition, and a Less Instruction Manual, Braille Formats, Principles of Print to Braille Transcription, 2011, Braille Formats, Principles of Print to Braille Transcription, 2016, etc. Actively pursue advanced certifications through the Library of Congress. Minimum job requirements, bachelor's degree and 1 to 3 of work experience. Excellent command of the English language, spelling, and grammar. Strong working comprehension of tactile graphics. Efficient knowledge of PC-based computers in Microsoft Office. Functional knowledge of refreshable Braille devices and digital recorders. NLS certification in literary proofreading and prior proofreading experience in an educational or publishing setting is preferred. NLS certification in Nemeth, highly desirable. Strong organizational skills and ability to handle concurrent multiple job tasks. Well-developed communication and interpersonal skills, demonstrating the ability to pose appropriate questions, gather information, and apply resolutions. Interested individuals should submit a cover letter and resume detailing interest and experience to human resources at hr@nbp.org. National Braille Press creates programs and materials to support Braille literacy and empower the blind and visually impaired communities. NBP strives to be the world leader in Braille materials, technology solutions, and literary programming that enhance and transform the lives of blind and visually impaired children and adults. We accomplish this through production and publication of high-quality Braille and tactile graphics that encourage engagement and independence in school, work, family, and community. Best wishes, Jacqueline Sheridan Wittershine, Vice President of Operations, National Braille Press, 88 St. Stephen Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02115, call 617-425-2442 or 617-266-6160. Website www.nbp.org. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine for June 24th is now online. ACB Convention broadcast schedule on ACB Radio, radio theme at the 2018 Kentucky School for the Blind Alumni Conference and Reunion, comments needed on flying with service dogs, articles from around the internet, http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind, phone 502-895-4598, email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. From Peter Altschul at CenturyTel.net, the Dinah F.B. Cohen Dream Fellowship Program. Announcing the Dinah F.B. Cohen Dream Fellowship Program. This new program from the National Disability Mentoring Coalition, DREM equals Disability Rights, Education, Activism, and Mentoring, and the National Center for College Students with Disabilities, will provide college students and recent graduates with disabilities with professional skills and leadership opportunities. https://medium.com/announcing-the-dinah-f-b-cohen-dream-fellowship-program-8E54B7D425FB. This from the medium.com website regarding the fellowship. Fellowship descriptions. The Dinah F.B. Cohen Fellowship Program, based on a joint NDMC/NCSSD fundraising campaign, will support 3 fellows for 6-month experiences from fall through spring. Besides the specific work outlined below, the fellows will join the NDMC Advisory Committee and Dream Board, enabling opportunities to share perspectives and ideas directly with NDMC and Dream leaders, and also to learn. Inclusive Practices Fellow, works with NDMC to define and coordinate activities of the NDMC Inclusive Mentoring Initiative, promotes inclusive practices in mentoring through the development and provision of content, programming, and training for mainstream mentoring programs. Communications Fellow, coordinates and delivers content to NDMC platforms, works with the NDMC Communications Committee to develop campaigns and content to enhance access to mentoring. Peer Mentoring Fellow, works with NDMC to define and coordinate activities of the NDMC Peer Mentoring Initiative, creates platform for ongoing dialogue on the benefits of peer mentoring, sharing best practices, and supporting growth in the mentoring model. Each fellow will also participate in DREAM activities and develop a presentation to be provided to the DREAM board based on their fellowship experience, growth, and recommendations for moving mentoring forward. Naming the fellowship program. The DREAM Fellows at NDMC is named after Dinah F. B. Cohen, former NDMC member and longtime disability rights leader. As the daughter of Holocaust survivors living with a disability, Dinah Cohen dedicated her life to networking, mentoring, and guiding the careers of others. When speaking at the Pentagon, President George W. Bush called Dinah an enthusiastic soul and thanked her for her leadership in making opportunities available to more people with disabilities. Based on her personal commitment to others and her belief in the power of relationships to bolster individuals in their careers and lives, the fellowship program shall be named the Dinah F. B. Cohen DREAM Fellowship Program. Read a DOD publication on Dinah. Focus on multiply marginalized populations. To honor the life and legacy of Dinah F. B. Cohen, the NDMC and DREAM will actively identify and seek applications from young adults with disabilities who represent multiply marginalized groups. These groups that are adversely affected by the cumulative discrimination against and social exclusion of more than one minority population include but are not limited to youth of color and Jewish women with disabilities. Donate today to support the program. Your donation directly supports the fellowship program established to honor the life and legacy of Dinah F. B. Cohen, a longtime disability rights leader and former NDMC member. Donate online at the hot link. About NDMC and DREAM collaboration. Established in 2014, the mission of the National Disability Mentoring Coalition, NDMC, is to increase the awareness, quality, and impact of mentoring for youth and adults with disabilities in the United States. In its first 3 years, NDMC created a national network of 60 organizations, launched the Susan M. Daniels Disability Mentoring Hall of Fame, and forged a collaboration with Mentor, the National Mentoring Partnership to increase inclusive practices in all mentoring programs. In January 2017, NDMC hosted a national mentoring roundtable to map out strategic objectives for the mentoring field and for the coalition. This conversation with over 30 disability and mentoring leaders representing a diverse intersectional population informed the NDMC strategic plan for 2017 to 2018. One of the group's recommendations for the coalition was to find an organizational home to ensure continuity of operations and to broaden the impact of its work. The roundtable also led to the publication of the NDMC white paper, Mentoring as a Disability Inclusion Strategy. In March 2018, NDMC found its organizational home in Partners for Youth with Disabilities, PYD, a Boston-based nonprofit with more than 30 years' experience delivering mentor match programming and national inclusion training. Being part of PYD enables NDMC to expand its impact through programs such as the fellowships in partnership with the National Center for College Students with Disabilities, NCCSD, housed at the Association for Higher Education and Disability, AHED. The NCCSD hosts the student-led organization Disability Rights Education Activism and Mentoring, DREAM. DREAM was founded in 2011 by three college students with disabilities who led a thread on a national disability and higher education-related listserv calling for networking between students and student-led organizations across the U.S. DREAM is centered on a student-led model with a coordinator, student advisory board, and campus chapters and affiliates. In the first year of its campus chapters and affiliates program, DREAM leaders have supported the development of 12 new DREAM chapters and 13 15 affiliates on campuses across the U.S. and receive new inquiries weekly. In addition to developing peer-to-peer communication, support, and interaction, DREAM incorporates disability mentoring informally and formally through national programs such as DREAM Mentor Monday monthly webinars and the Disabled and Proud student-led conference. DREAM is open to higher education students of all types and disabilities and explicitly includes people who have traditionally been marginalized or underrepresented in the disability or higher education communities to lead the organization's programs and development. DREAM aims to develop disability culture and mentoring on college campuses, advance the study and inclusion of disability issues in higher education, and empower all students with disabilities to create local and national change. NDMC and DREAM believe bringing our two networks together enables us to reach and support college students with disabilities who are looking to develop skills in communications, mentoring, and leadership to apply to careers in public, private, or academic sectors. The Dinah Cohen Fellowship Program will create NDMC DREAM Fellows that also support DREAM objectives to develop skills of DREAM students with disabilities to further the capacity of the DREAM model. Through campus-based groups and coalitions, while removing the gap in inclusive mentoring to ensure all students, young adults, and adults with disabilities have access to mentors and can be mentors in communities across the nation. For more information regarding the fellowship program, please contact Derek Shields, NDMC Director, at dshields@forwardworks.net. The Tech Talk discussion of June 25, 2018, featuring Mystic Access discussing the Braille Me, has been archived. Tech Talk welcomes Mystic Access with Kim Loftus, Lisa Salinger, and Chris Grabowski to speak to us regarding the topic, What is the Braille Me and How Does It Work? You can download the file using the link below, http://accessiblewo.org/sites/default/files/tt-06-25-18-mystic-access-discuss-and-demonstrate-braille-me.mp3. From the Newswire, the Writer's Retreat debuts Saturday, July 14th, 2018. Enter the Book Nook Room at http://conference321.com/masteradmin/room.asp query ID=RS7867A2369E0E or go to www.accessibleworld.org and hit H to conference rooms to find the Book Nook Room. If you need further info on accessing the Book Nook Room using a microphone, please write to Robert Acosta, B-O-A-C-O. OSTA@pacbell.net. Our new Accessible World Writers Retreat meets the second Saturday of each month at 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Eastern times. Our goal is to improve the quality of our writing by sharing and discussing our work with each other, but you need not be an author to join. Whether you are a writer yourself or simply a lover of fine writing who likes helping writers improve, please join our first meeting on July 14th. We'll start with quick introductions and give everyone a chance to say where they're in their writing process. Then I'll give a short optional homework assignment to help your creative juices flow. You can, if you choose, report next meeting on how doing this homework went for you. Next, we'll read a short piece and workshop it. That is, we'll discuss first what we liked and next what the author could do and our individual opinions to improve the piece. We'll be gentle in our critiques but specific so everyone can learn from the experience. For our first meeting on July 14th, I'll be reading my own story, Edge of Space, which is about 850 words and takes me around 7 minutes to read. This tale has both strengths and weaknesses, so be prepared to help me make it better. We've set up a mailing list, Writers Retreat Plus Subscribe, at groups.io. Please join, as it is a way to both discuss others' work and make your own contributions. And you are invited to contribute a short piece of writing to be critiqued. Poetry, short stories, creative nonfiction, and experimental work is all welcome. You can ask people on the list to read it ahead of time, or I can read it out loud in the meeting. You can even make an MP3 recording of it being read to be played during the meeting. Please limit your work to under 1,500 words, so there's plenty of time to discuss it. So I want us to feel free to explore dark themes and controversial subjects. We should avoid excessive violence, sex, or strong language for now in order to be welcoming to as many members as possible. About your moderator, I have occasionally published here and there and even earned a bit of money from freelance work, but I'm in no way a professional writer. I was employed, however, for several years as a technical writer for Stenograph, the company that makes equipment for court reporters. I currently work as a computer tech for disabled student services at De Anza College in Cupertino, California. I edit the newsletter for NorCal Golden Retriever Rescue and actively volunteer as our county surrender coordinator. I am in my 60s and would like to write more or less full-time when I retire. I have been blind all my life and have read Braille since the age of 5. So put July 14th on your calendars and join us in the Book Nook Room at http://conference321.com/masteradmin/room.asp query ID=RS78678236690E0E, hosted by Deborah Debbie Armstrong. Email debee@jfcl.com. Phone 408-956-9387. www.acb.org has launched a new website. It has a new look and feel, so please go online and tell them what you think about it. From dralegal.org, Fairness Hearing, CIDNY et al. Versus City of New York. Location, United States District Court of the Southern District of New York, 500 Pearl Street, Courtroom 11A, before Honorable George Daniels, New York, New York, 10007. New York City's sidewalks and pedestrian routes are dangerous and difficult to navigate for persons with disabilities. Hazards include frequent pedestrian crossings lacking curb ramps, as well as existing ones that are broken or too steep. Wheelchair users often must change travel plans in order to avoid whole areas with inaccessible streetscapes, and blind and low vision pedestrians often have no warning that they are about to leave the sidewalk and enter the path of traffic. After nearly 4 years, DRA and the city have reached a settlement agreement, creating a plan to make the city safer for people with disabilities. We invite community members to join us to show your support for this settlement agreement. For more details about this case, please visit the case page. Please bring a valid photo ID with you and arrive early, as you will have to follow the court's security protocol. Accessibility details. The accessible entrance is located between Worth and Baxter Street. DRA contact for questions, Jelena Kolick, J-K-O-L-I-C, at dralegal.org. Call 312-559-4660. Information about the case. In July 2014, DRA and Shepard Mullen Richter and Hampton LLP filed a class action lawsuit against the City of New York, challenging widespread dangerous curb ramps and inaccessible pedestrian routes throughout New York City neighborhoods in Lower Manhattan. Access to pedestrian routes in Lower Manhattan is critical to reaching the many government buildings, centers for civic participation, offices, tourist sites, and places of public accommodation. However, 5 years after the passage of the ADA, New Yorkers with mobility and vision disabilities are excluded from this vital aspect of public life because many city sidewalks, curb ramps, and other pedestrian routes in Lower Manhattan are impassable to persons with disabilities due to a lack of curb ramps or curb ramps that are broken and crumbling, are too steep to navigate, contain high lips at the bottom of the cut, or lead directly into a pothole, among other barriers to wheelchair access. In addition, many curb ramps in Lower Manhattan have no detectable warnings to indicate to blind and low vision pedestrians that they are about to enter the street. In June 2015, a federal district judge denied New York City's motion to dismiss the lawsuit. DRA and Shepard Mullen continue to litigate these critical issues while concurrently engaging the city in settlement discussions with the goal of a comprehensive remedial plan to improve the accessibility of the city's pedestrian routes. Here is a pull quote from the ACB email list. Cities like San Antonio, Seattle, and Los Angeles have already committed to using accessible pedestrian signals whenever they install new signals or replace old ones. Installing APS at only 0.59% of its intersections per year is monumentally neglectful of New York, said Christina Brandt Young, a senior staff attorney at Disability Rights Advocates. Lori Scharf, president of Plaintiff American Council of the Blind, New York, Incorporated, explained that pedestrian safety is an urgent issue for blind and deafblind pedestrians, not only for physical health, but for independence. And right now, New York City is not our friend. It's time for New York to step up and do its job. Plaintiff Michael Golfo commutes into New York City every day for work. There's no substitute for walking in New York, but my service dog and I constantly have to worry about being hit by cars trying to cross streets without APSs. New York needs to do better. Plaintiff Christina Curry, executive director of the Harlem Independent Living Center, identifies as a person who is deaf and who has vision loss, and said that because the city won't provide APSs, I have to strategize around crossing the street. I wait for other pedestrians to show up so I can cross in packs of people. If there's a subway station, I walk downstairs and underground through it to avoid the street traffic. I get out of buses a stop early or a stop late and walk farther to avoid intersections I can't use. I pay for taxis and car services even though it costs more money than walking. The city has been so careful to plan for sighted people to be safe crossing the streets, but they have ignored people like me. Plaintiffs do not seek money damages. Their goal is to ensure that with a comprehensive system of APSs, the city's sidewalks will be safer for pedestrians who are blind, deafblind, and low vision. About Disability Rights Advocates. Disability Rights Advocates is one of the leading nonprofit disability rights legal centers in the nation. With offices in Berkeley, California, and New York City, DRA's mission is to advance equal rights for people with all types of disabilities nationwide. DRA's work in New York City has resulted in making half the city's yellow taxi fleet accessible to wheelchair users, a federal court order requiring the city to make its voting sites accessible, and a victory at trial in a class action lawsuit challenging New York City's failure to plan for the needs of persons with disabilities in disasters such as Hurricane Sandy. More information can be found at www.dralegal.org. This update was posted from Michael Capel. ERA is now available. Be our guest. At select free locations, no subscription necessary. ERA is an assistive technology that provides our explorers instant access to information through our highly trained agents, but we don't just stop there. While our explorers do get exclusive access to our top features by smart glasses, we've also put a lot of thought into how we can offer our services to an even greater number of blind and low vision people. In fact, our vision to make the entire world accessible at no cost to you is now coming to life. Imagine being in an airport and calling an ERA agent to find a restroom or elevator. Discover delicious eateries when you're hungry and have charming souvenirs described to you while you shopped for your loved ones on the holidays. Please join us in witnessing our progress by signing up as an ERA guest today. Five simple steps to get started. 1. Download the ERA app. Download it for iOS or Android. Number 2, on the ERA app, choose Tap to use ERA as a guest for free. 3, enter your email address and tap on Sign Up as a guest. 4, go to one of the free locations listed on How to Get Started screen. 5, open the app, tap on Call ERA from phone, and enjoy your unlimited free calls to our agents. Frequently asked questions. Question, what is the ERA Airport Network powered by Site Access? AIRA's vision is to make the entire world accessible for anyone who is blind or low vision. Site Access is our growing network of locations where explorers can call ERA free of charge. The ERA Airport Network is currently our fastest growing network. Which Site Access locations are currently open to everyone? Answer, you can find a list of the most up-to-date locations in the ERA app once you sign up as a guest. Question, will I have the opportunity to use the ERA's glasses? Answer, no. ERA glasses are only available to subscribers at this time. How long does the offer last? This offer does not currently have an expiration date. We've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.